Warm greetings, friends, near and far. This is Sinner Saved, coming at you with a short evangelistic gospel message, sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church, located in Almont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, and His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints be greatly encouraged and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so, we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by His sovereign free grace, that is to say, Almighty God in His unmerited favor, to save me and you from our sins and from hell. Jesus, our right standing before God. Repentance is a vital truth. God does not open heaven without it. But let's get this straight. Our repentance is not the basis of our welcome into God's presence. Repentance, properly speaking, is a profound change of mind about God and about sin. But again, we must be clear that it is not the ground or basis of our right standing before God. Likewise, regeneration is a work of the Holy Spirit that gives us a new heart towards God, but this is not the foundation of our acceptance either. Many professing Christians have false trusts. Some trust in their reformation, and although the Holy Spirit will help us to grow in grace as we are bathed in the gospel, reformation of lifestyle does not give us our welcome before God. And what about our relationship with God? Many things change because of the gospel. For example, we are adopted and receive a change of family, and we now have a new relationship with God. Yet, powerful as these changes are, none of them are the basis for our welcome and acceptance before God. People have such strange notions as to why God welcomes them. There's a story about a man called Jim Bludsoe, a blasphemous, adulterous unbeliever. He was an engineer on a Mississippi steamboat for many years ago. One night when his steamer caught on fire, Jim held the boat against the riverbank until every last passenger was safe on land, while Jim himself gave up his life on the burning vessel. A poem was written commemorating Jim and the event. It has a stanza that reads, "He seen his duty, a dead sure thing, and went for it there and then, and God ain't a-going to be too hard on a man that's died for men." Lovely stuff, huh? But sheer nonsense! Without the shedding of Christ's blood, there is no remission and no welcome. See Hebrews 9:22, friends. God welcomes us because of one man and one man alone, the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone is the ground of our right standing. There is nothing we can do that can move Almighty God to receive us. It has already been done. We are already embraced in the Lord Jesus. No contributions from us are needed. When the Lord Jesus purchased us, He paid for us in full. He gave us a new standing before God and made us accepted in the Beloved. See Ephesians 1:6. This means that nothing which we have, even as a result of the gospel, can possibly be the basis of our acceptance. As believers, we hold to the truth that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Galatians 2:16. God's way of acceptance is excellent. The crucified and risen Jesus, plus nothing, brings us to God. The crucified and risen Christ plus nothing reconciles us to God. The crucified and risen Christ plus nothing is the end of the law for righteousness. Romans 10:4. Christ gave awful evidence that the wages of sin is death when he, by his own blood, opened for us the only way of salvation. Revelation 1:5. Now, through him, the very worst, the weakest, the lowest, and the most despicable of us are welcome. It was by the blood that he accomplished our right standing. It was with the blood that he purchased our redemption. It was by his blood that he accomplished the divine purpose. If we want to understand the foundation of our acceptance before God, we must look away from ourselves and look to the Lamb whose blood has taken away sins. Hebrews 12:2. And that's the gospel truth. That was from preacher Miles McKee. From Romans 11:29, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Salvation is the free gift of God to his elect in and by the Lord Jesus Christ. All the blessings and benefits of salvation are covenant gifts, and Christ is the surety of this covenant of grace and promise. God's covenant of promise towards his elect is immutable and sure because of two glorious and great truths. Number one, God cannot change, cannot lie, and he cannot fail to keep his promises. Friends, see Malachi 3:6. And from James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, nor neither shadow of turning. And number two, Christ is the surety of it. 2 Samuel 23:5, 2 Corinthians 1:20, and Hebrews 7:22. God has set his love upon his elect. His love cannot fail. Romans 8:35-39. His love has provided all that his justice demanded for salvation, namely Christ and our salvation condition on him alone. John 3:14-17. 1 John 4:10. When God promises to save a sinner, he will not repent. God's promises never fail. Hebrews 6:17-18. And that was from preacher Bill Parker. Christ the Redeemer. There is no other Redeemer. As it is written, there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. All the types and symbols of the Savior teach you this. There was one ark in the flood, but one, and all perished save those who sailed in it. There was one altar in the temple, but one, and no sacrifices were accepted but those offered there. The altar, as the Bible says, that sanctified the gift. There was one way through the depths of the Red Sea, but one, and only where the water, held back by the hand of Almighty God, stood up in crystal walls, was a passage open for those that were ready to perish. And even so, there is but one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Therefore, the only Redeemer of God's elect is the Lord Jesus Christ. That was from preacher Thomas Guthrie. The most precious thing in heaven or earth. From Song of Songs 5:16. Yes, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend. In giving Christ to die for poor sinners, God gave the richest jewel in his cabinet, a mercy of the greatest worth and most inestimable value. Heaven itself is not so valuable and precious as Christ is. 10,000 worlds, as many worlds as angels can number, would not outweigh Christ's love, excellency, and sweetness. Oh, what a lovely one! What an excellent, beautiful, ravishing one is Christ! Put the beauty of 10,000 paradises, like the Garden of Eden, into one. Put all flowers, fragrances, colors, tastes, all joys, sweetness, loveliness into one. Oh, what a lovely and excellent thing would that be! And yet, it should be less to that loveliest and dearest well-beloved Christ, that one drop of rain to all the seas, rivers, lakes, and fountains of 10,000 earths. Now, for God to bestow the mercy of mercies, the most precious thing in heaven or earth, upon poor sinners, and as great, as lovely, as excellent as his Son was, what kind of love is this? That was from preacher John Flavel, long old-timer. Look upon me, Lord, I pray thee, let thy spirit dwell in mine. Thou hast sought me, thou hast bought me, take my heart and make it thine. Naught I ask for, naught I strive for, but thy grace so rich and free. This thou givest by the Savior, he hath all things who hath thee. Precious is the name of Jesus, who can half its worth unfold, far beyond angelic praises, sweetly sung to harps of gold. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. That was from an old hymn entitled Jesus Calls Us. When your vow fails, there will never be, there never can be, a particle of creature, work, or merit in sanctification. Nothing will do but the finished work of Christ. The hope must go out of any betterness in self before we have any manifestive hope in Christ. When the Lord is pleased to bring manifestive sanctification into your conscience, you will know something of being drawn by the cords of a man and with the bands of love. When your vow fails, when your promises fail, and all seems to fail, then you will know something of being sanctified in Christ Jesus, and that there is no holiness but in and from him. Old-time preacher William Gadsby. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. And the Master says in Matthew 11:28-30, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken his sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children from amongst every tribe, tongue, nation, and people, and draw them to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, Yehovah Tzidkenu, Baruch Hashem, bless his name. If you are led of the Lord to contribute funds to sponsor future shortwave radio broadcasts, then please go to WWCR.com and get their address to send your donation. Please remember to indicate that it's for the storm warning broadcast. Of interest here, friends, is that there are tens of millions of poor folks overseas that do not have home computers, laptops, or smartphones, but they do have inexpensive, old-fashioned shortwave radios, and that's how they get the news, and that's how they'll hear the everlasting gospel preached. I greatly appreciate those of you that have donated. In doing so, you are propagating God's almighty gospel, his everlasting gospel, around the world and to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is the Lord be magnified at gmail.com, And I would really be interested if you'd tell me what country you're from and what life is like where you're located. God willing, I would love to write you back. And again, the address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends, our mighty and glorious King of Glory and the Son of Righteousness is inbound for his afflicted saints. Take heart, hold the line, keep looking up, keep praying. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha!